This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 22nd. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about Governor Rod Blagojevich's stop in Peoria discussing public transit and seniors riding for free as part of the new legislative package that was approved last week. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. Carle Foundation Hospital's revised plans for an 8-floor tower on its Urbana campus is not expected to cause additional headaches for nearby residents. The city had already agreed to vacate portions of Kohler Avenue and Park Street to make room for a new facility. A number of residents had raised concerns about traffic flow in their neighborhood. The hospital Sunday announced it's altered those plans to build a $240 million tower of nearly 350,000 square feet. Carle Hospital Vice President for Business Development, Stephanie Beaver, says the new plans are being developed with parking in mind.
The first floor of this building will be medical office space for all of the cardiovascular services, so outpatient kind of services. So we're adding limited parking near the building for patients and their families to access there. Otherwise, with the clinic moving some of their primary care services off-site in the next year to 18 months, we are expecting that we'll have adequate parking by 2011 to support this building.
Construction of Carle's new facility is contingent on approval from Illinois' Health Facilities Planning Board. That construction is expected to begin this summer and last about 3 years. The hospital has agreed to sell the streets back to the city if the state doesn't see a need for the new facility. The new tower will include 135 replacement beds, upgraded intensive care units, and expanded digestive health services. A key Indiana state senator wants to phase in caps on property tax bills. Ultimately, they would still reach the levels that Governor Mitch Daniels wants. Daniels wants to cap property tax bills on homeowners at 1% of a home's assessed value beginning in 2009, with a 2% limit on rental property and a 3% cap on business property. Senate Tax Chairman Luke Kenley says a phase-in would ease the immediate fiscal crunch on local governments and give them more time to find ways of adjusting. He says the adjustments could come from spending cuts or restructuring local governments. A proposal on in Kenley's committee today says tax bills on homeowners could not exceed 2% of their primary home's values in 2008, with caps at 1.5% next year and 1% in 2010. The cap on rental property would be 3% of assessed value this year, 2.5% next year, and 2% in 2010. Tax bills on business property would be capped at 3%, but not until 2010. Martin Luther King III says the current slate of people running for president shows progress toward his father's dream. The son of the famed civil rights leader was the speaker at a Martin Luther King Jr. luncheon in Peoria Monday. King says there is a real diversity of people in the hunt for the presidency.
In relationship to the fact that a serious female candidate and a serious African-American candidate, one probably will become the Democratic nominee, and one of those potentially could become the President of the United States.
King says on the Republican side, Baptist preacher Mike Huckabee and Mormon Mitt Romney are being major contenders, show America is making progress. But King also says the war in Iraq, high levels of poverty, and lingering racism in America are signs that there is still a long way to go before his father's dream becomes reality. A group of Urbana high school students used their day off Monday by comparing Martin Luther King's message to the way they interact with other students. AM 580's Tom Rogers attended an event they organized yesterday on the U of I campus.
The high school choir launched a four-hour program that included workshops discussing issues like tolerance in school. One of the student organizers of the event, Hannah Ward, says students need more insight into what their fellow young people think.
It's interesting to see different people's point of views and how things can hurt them. And if you don't even think about it, like certain words or phrases, you don't think they really, you know, they don't affect you, but they can affect someone else. And it's important to see different, you know, different sides of the issues.
Another student, Nicholas Lyle, says the event shows adults that young people are aware of the past history of race relations and how it affects them today. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Church leaders and community groups in Illinois spent yesterday's Martin Luther King Jr. holiday urging people to vote. Early voting for the February primary ends January 31st in Illinois. Although Monday was a holiday, some early voting sites around Illinois were open, including Champaign County and Chicago. Although Illinois' own Barack Obama is on the Democratic presidential ballot, church leaders say they're not pushing people to vote for any particular candidate. They say they want people to honor King's legacy by exercising their rights and to avoid long lines and the possibility of bad weather on Election Day. State lawmakers like Senator Iris Martinez can feel like they've been through the ringer in recent months. A marathon legislative session has morphed into a fight for political survival, with their legislative seat now at stake. Many state legislators are coasting into the February 5th primary election. There are only 31 races out of 158 legislative seats up for election, or about 20%. But several incumbent Democrats face intense battles as challengers play up to a year of infighting in Springfield and lawmakers' ties to the leaders who are behind all the chaos. The hottest races include a battle between Martinez and State Representative Rich Bradley for her seat in Chicago, and a five-way battle for Democratic Representative Elijah Jeffries' seat in downtown Chicago. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Soon, all seniors in Illinois will be able to ride public transportation for free. Governor Rod Blagojevich was in Peoria Monday to promote the program. Jonathan All has this.
Norma Jean Young lives at the Heartland Apartments in Peoria. She usually takes the bus to get where she wants to go. But when money's tight, she walks or asks a family member or friend to drive her. Young says it's easier to take the bus.
You know, and then the weather beats so bad at time, you don't want to go out there. You know, and that bus is here. It's convenient for, you know, it helps. You know, let you know you care.
Young says she and her friends will feel more independent because of the free rides from the state.
They have the, you know, they feel more independent. And maybe someday people come say, well, we can get our shopping already, you know. Especially in the kind of weather, snow and rain.
The program is part of an amendatory veto from Governor Rod Blagojevich on a bailout plan for the public transit systems in Chicago and the suburbs. The deal will increase sales taxes only in Cook and the Collar counties. But Blagojevich used the opportunity to mandate free rides for seniors statewide. The governor says it will make a difference.
Now, I know it's 50 cents here in Peoria. It's higher in other places. But if you're taking the bus here in Peoria, let's say 4 days a week, and you're taking it one way and then you take it back, that's $1 a day, $4 a week. You're talking about $200 a year. And I think $200 in savings for seniors is better than having $200 less in their pockets.
The state is also helping downstate transit systems pay for the free rides with extra grants. For CityLink, serving the Peoria area, that means an extra $2 million this year. Tom Lusek is the interim general manager at CityLink. He says the program may actually be a major windfall to the region.
Well, because we've had senior citizens at a discount already, they only pay 50 cents. So we only had $20,000 in revenue last year from senior citizens. So if we gain $2 million and lose $20,000, that's a pretty good trade-off. And with the additional money that we get, we'll be providing better service for all the fare-paying passengers.
While the program has widespread support in the Peoria area, some are left out. Disabled seniors that use the CityLift paratransit system will not be included in the program. That concerns Elizabeth Bowles. She uses CityLift and says her transportation costs add up quickly.
For instance, the other day I went to the store, stopped and got my medicine. It cost me $6 in transportation. You know, that's not cheap, you know. So it'd be nice to get a little off on that if I could. You know, I'm not proud.
Adding the disabled to the free rides program is the next step, according to the governor. That bill is currently stuck in the state Senate, where lawmakers may try to use it as a bargaining chip in their ongoing political battle with the governor. I'm Jonathan All.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, cloudy skies today, light snow showers and flurries during the morning, and mostly cloudy this afternoon. Windy, the morning high 31, With the temperature dropping to the mid-20s later, the wind from the west 15 to 25 miles per hour, some gusts up to 35. Partly cloudy tonight, the low around 7. Increasing clouds tomorrow, the chance of light snow late in the day, the high 23. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, light snow and flurries during the evening hours. Then clearing, windy and colder, the low near 0 tomorrow night. Mostly sunny and cold Thursday with a high near 15. Clear skies Thursday night with a low of 3 degrees. Friday, increasing clouds, breezy, the high around 28. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 22nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bosser, AM 580 News.